Good morning. It's Thursday, August 8th. I'm Shamita Basu. This is Apple News Today. On today's show, how to avoid rash moves involving your personal finances as fears of a recession flare up. The terror threat that has Taylor Swift canceling concerts. And two Olympic controversies, one old and one new. But first, amid the headlines this week on the presidential campaign trail, there's been one truly strange one about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running as a third-party candidate.
When he was 60 years old, 10 years ago, RFK, who's a big falconer, he has a real love of animals throughout his life. He was doing a falconry event in upstate New York, found a dead baby bear on the side of the road, put it in his trunk, took it to a falconry event, took a bunch of pictures with the dead and bloody bear.
Then, as Kennedy tells it, he decided to put the bear carcass in the trunk of his car and dump it in Central Park.
The next morning, a woman walking her dog finds it, and it turns into this whole kind of like 2 or 3 day New York City kind of tabloid story. What happened to this bear? And, you know, there was an investigation by the Department of Animal Cruelty in New York City.
That's Claire Malone, a staff writer for The New Yorker who covers politics. She wrote all about the bear story and so much more on RFK Jr. in a big article for the magazine. Kennedy released a video talking about the incident and the initial reaction after authorities found the bear he left.
And I turned on the TV and there was like a mile of yellow tape and there were 20 cop cars. There were helicopters flying over it. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do?
Recent polls show Kennedy getting single-digit numbers, and he's still not on the ballot in a number of states. But in a race this tight, even a small number of votes for him could determine whether Harris or Trump wins a particular battleground state. I asked Malone about RFK Jr.'s motivations for running and what we're supposed to make of all the bizarre stories that have been emerging, whether it's the Central Park bear, his testimony of a parasitic worm in his brain a few years back, or his denial of eating a barbecued dog.
Yeah, and I think just to preface it, I mean, the portrait I was trying to paint in this piece is of a person who is complicated, smart, charming, but also I think has an eclectic life.
So maybe to back up a bit, Claire, why does RFK Jr. say he's running in the first place? Like, what does he actually want?
Well, I mean, it's both a simple question and a difficult one. He got into the race initially because he's, I think, most well-known in recent years for being a pretty prominent anti-vaccine activist. And during the pandemic, his many of his social media accounts were shut down for spreading misinformation. And he initially sort of was spurred into running for president because he thought he was being censored and he wanted a platform. But I also think that he, for much of his campaign, has genuinely believed that he had and that his campaign had, that he was a unity candidate and a figure that could be loved in a race where, when Biden and Trump are running, everyone pretty much hated both candidates.
Latest polling shows that he has lost a lot of support in recent weeks since Harris was announced as the nominee. For voters who are still supporting RFK, what is his appeal to them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think broadly his appeal has just been being anti the party system. He calls it the uniparty system. And frankly, I think that message appeals to a ton of voters. I mean, for a long time, RFK was doing really well with young voters and Latino voters, just people broadly disaffected with the party system. He sort of says, listen, the two parties are trying to divide you with issues like abortion, trans rights. The real issues are the existential issues. And a big one he talks about is chronic disease and the diabetes epidemic, right? You know, everyone has heart disease. What are they putting in your food? You know, chemicals. These are issues about your everyday health that people find compelling. And I think that if you are an RFK voter, now we know that they tend to, Republicans or people who lean Republican, tend to at this point in the race like RFK more. So maybe that speaks to some of the more vaccine misinformation that's sort of swimming in the water in Republican circles.
I mean, it sounds like it's a mix of, you know, very valid and real concerns about health and safety and things that people think about in their everyday lives, but maybe with just with some conspiratorial elements to it that are full of truly just misinformation and disinformation.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the things that's very interesting about his campaign and him is, you know, I think if you read about RFK in drips and drabs, obviously he comes off as really nuts, right? You know, the brain worm, this, you know, dead bear in Central Park story. Mm-hmm. But he is actually smart. He is a lawyer, a litigator by training, was a very serious person in the environmental movement for many years, and I think also is charming. And I mean, there are lots of people who are well-known who are supporting him, often people in Hollywood. I mean, Woody Harrelson has done voiceovers for his campaign. Mm-hmm. So there is, you know, there's a lot of trappings of legitimacy that come with being a Kennedy, and RFK Jr. has really seized upon those cannily. And I do think, particularly if Trump wins, RFK has the real potential to be a part of, if not Trump's administration, then I think the continuing national conversation. No matter what happens in the presidential election, he has a huge following on social media and a huge ability to disseminate information and influence.
Claire Malone writes about politics for The New Yorker. If you're listening to us on the Apple News app, we'll queue up her article on RFK Jr. to play after this episode. The stock market turned around after Monday's dip, but for a lot of people, there's still a big question lingering. Does this mean the U.S. economy is in a recession? Now, the short answer is no. For the longer answer, we called up Greg Ipp, chief economics commentator for The Wall Street Journal.
Retail sales are growing. Industrial production is up. And even with this higher unemployment rate, we can see that the number of people getting jobs is still going up. So I think that when you cut through all the noise, the best we can say right now is the economy, as best as we can tell, is not in a recession right now.
One thing that's important to understand is that daily stock market moves don't matter much to the recession gods. And we'll call them that because it's shorter and more fun than their actual name, the National Bureau of Economic Research. That's the group that makes the official determination of when recessions start and end. They look at broad, long-term data, things like people's incomes and employment. Those numbers are overall solid, although it doesn't mean a recession down the road is impossible.
We see signs of slowing, and there's no guarantee that just because you slow to some moderate pace, what we would call a nice, pleasant, soft landing, it's possible that slowing continues to the point that it turns negative and becomes a recession.
The Fed has signaled plans to cut interest rates this year, a step that could get us to that nice, soft landing. But some investors say the central bank has been too slow to cut rates to help the economy, and they say that was a driver of Monday's drama. But Ipp says the bigger picture is brighter.
If you look at what companies have been saying about their profits, they still think profits are going up. And we don't see many other signs elsewhere in the financial markets of people really panicking. So right now, it kind of has a feel of being just kind of like, you know, one of those temper tantrums that investors periodically go through.
One big takeaway Ipp has for your personal finances is not to press the panic button.
Don't rush out of the market. Don't rush into the market based on the last economic indicator. You should have a plan that's sort of calibrated to your long-term needs and try and look past these swings.
Before we let you go, a few other stories being featured in the Apple News app. Three of Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna this week are canceled. Local authorities say several people were arrested for allegedly plotting a terror attack. Police say they were radicalized online, with one, a teenager, swearing allegiance to ISIS. CNN looks at how this fits a worrying pattern in global terror: extremely young plotters. A study of dozens of recent ISIS-linked attacks or plots found that nearly two-thirds of the suspects in Europe were between the ages of 13 and 19. Concerts have been major terror targets in recent years, with deadly attacks in Las Vegas, Moscow, Manchester, and Paris. And to a couple of Olympic controversies, one old, one new. Yesterday, a group of American Olympians got gold medals in Paris, but none of them competed in the Summer Games. These were the long-delayed medals that finally went to the U.S. figure skating team that competed in Beijing back in 2022. They waited 912 days for this honor. They initially placed second to Russian skaters, but it soon came out that one of the Russian skaters had tested positive for a banned substance. No medals were awarded while the case dragged through the court system, but the results came out in Team USA's favor, and the timing made a strange scene possible. Winter Olympians getting their medals at the Summer Games. And let's end on a new controversy. It also involves the U.S. Romania is challenging the results of the floor gymnastics final, where American Jordan Chiles got bronze. Initially, she placed fifth behind two Romanian gymnasts, but a review of her score moved Chiles up to the winner's podium. Now, Romania is appealing, and its prime minister says he'll skip the closing ceremony in protest. You can find all these stories and more in the Apple News app. And if you're already listening in the news app right now, we've queued up that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. story from The New Yorker that we talked about earlier in the show. If you're listening in the podcast app, follow Apple News Plus Narrated to find that story. And I'll be back with the news tomorrow.